What's up? What's up?
Question for you on Malcolm Butler. I'm just thinking about the differences between the last Super Bowl he played when he was number five on the cornerback depth chart behind Revis, Browner, Arrington, Ryan, to now being the top guy. As a teammate, what type of growth have you seen from him on the field and even in the locker room?
You know, just a lot, man. It's just overall him just growing and maturing as the player that he is. You know, a lot can be said about Malcolm, just overall his work ethic. I mean, the guy hasn't changed from the first day being here, from, you know, arguably working to actually having a roster spot to, you know, being the number one corner and, you know, being the guy and playing the way he's played. So it's obviously been, you know, great having him, you know, on this side and with us. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, going out this Super Bowl and working with him.
What type of personality, you know, or what does he bring to the team in that aspect of
it? Malcolm is, I guess, as far as let's just say he's more of me than a Bennett. You know, just kind of shows up to work and, you know, he has his jokes and stuff here and there, but, you know, most of the time it's just, you know, hard work, just working hard, doing what he's got to do. Come to work every day with his hard hat, but I mean, we all have fun in our ways, but I don't think many can come close to Marty on that.
Can you have your own
personal... like for you as you guys prepare and before you go out there? Is it just trying to overload on getting prepared?
Could you repeat that again?
What is this week like for you guys? Is it just about getting overload on getting prepared for the Falcons this week before you guys head out?
Yeah, just you know, overall, just that. working on things that we need to work on as far as what we can do to make ourselves better before, you know, actually getting on to Atlanta, which I'm sure we'll be knee deep in that soon. But you know, it's just good to have a little bit of time. I'm sure they're doing the same thing, just kind of peeking and poking holes in ways that, you know, guys have attacked us this year, and, you know, just things that we need to pick up on and work on. And you know, I think we had a, you know, a good day of that.
Can you touch on personal aspect of how your head must have been spinning the first time you did that and how it might be different this go around, having gone through the process already,
as far as
going to the game and playing in the Super Bowl?
I mean, overall, man, it's just it's not much to it. I mean, obviously it's a lot at stake, and it's a lot more than, you know, just the Super Bowl and the preparation and execution of that up to that point. But you know, just trying to treat it for what it is. I mean, it's obviously a big game, but it is a game. And you know, one play at a time, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know, whenever you try to overlook things like that and try to look past that and worry about, you know, Super Bowl things and the atmosphere and stuff like that, you can get lackadaisical and complacent and forget what's going on and lose it, the task at hand. So, you know, I just try to do it like any other game week.
Has any of the younger guys asked you, or have you guys talked to any of the younger guys about what to expect when you get there? Because I'm sure it's pretty crazy getting out there. I think 23 of you guys have been in that position before. Have you talked to anybody, and what do you say?
Just basically the same thing. I mean, obviously the environment and atmosphere is going to be crazy. I mean, it's already hot because, I mean, a lot of guys, you know, grow up, you know, looking for this moment and to have it in front of you. And, I mean, that alone is enough hype. And then, I mean, you guys fuel a lot of hype, and then just the overall atmosphere. But, you know, obviously just to be a sponge, and just these next couple of – these next 2 weeks, just to learn and just be a sponge and just continue doing the things that we've done all year and just to approach it the same way.
This defensive second half has really surged. Can you point to a certain turning point or event where that kind of started gelling for you guys?
Kind of hard off the top of my head, but you know, I want to say the San Francisco game is, I think, the biggest jump that it kind of came out. You know, feel like we were a little bit more aggressive and, you know, with our play calls, and, you know, Matty P called a hell of a game. And, you know, from that point on, I definitely feel like just overall everybody's just kind of fell in, and we've been able to execute a lot better, doing a little bit different things. But I think overall, I think maybe that San Fran game, we kind of turned things around and kind of knew our identity and just kind of ran with it.
How different are you from the guy who was drafted in 2011? And do you look around yourself and say, all right, there's no Mayo, no Will Fork, these guys have left, and I'm one of the older statesmen and the leader of this defense in some ways as you head to the Super Bowl?
A little bit. Definitely thought I knew a little bit more than I thought I did, you know, being younger, but, you know, having Mayo and Vince and, you know, even Dev in that case, you know, definitely humbled me quick. and you know, help me grow and mature. You know, especially, you know, mainly on bench, especially in the front seven. But the things that they taught me, you know, how to be a pro, how to take care of your body, you know, how to watch film, how to look at certain things, and just overall how to be a pro is, you know, some of those things I try to implement in, you know, E-Rob, Vince Valentino, you know, some of those young guys, Jay Jones and Malcolm Mitchell. Just overall, just trying to give back and just give those hints and stuff that those guys might need that, you know, that I thought I needed.
You're a very important touchstone on this team at this point. I mean, you're kind of the face of the defense, you and Dev in many ways. Do you, and Rob, obviously too, but do you feel an added responsibility or connection to this team because of that role that they've certainly wanted you to be in and you've kind of moved into?
I've definitely embraced it. You know, it's something that everybody, I feel like, in somebody's point in career, everybody wants that. And, you know, I'm just ready for, you know, whatever they put on my plate, whether it's loaded or not. And, you know, just try to do what's expected of me. And there's been times where it's working. There's been times where it hasn't. And that's part of the learning curve. And that's just something that comes with football and life. And I'll just try to, you know, keep moving on that and just trying to hold my spot as well as I can for my teammates.
Do you enjoy it more now because of kind of what Tommy's saying, now that you're where you're at in your career? Do you try to say that to the younger guys and to yourself, like, to enjoy this whole experience and maybe look around a little bit as you go through it?
Absolutely, because you know, these are times that, I mean, every little boy dreamed of, you know, growing up, wanting to play in the NFL and play for a Super Bowl, play for a great defense, and, you know, to be that guy that, you know, his teammates look up to and, you know, talk to whenever it's football or whatever. So, you know, I embrace it. I love it. And, you know, I feel like it's less pressure whenever you have higher expectations like that from your teammates. They expect you to know the defense, know, you know, if a guy asks me a question, you know, what do I have in this play? And you're quick to relate. I feel like those are things that that a Mike linebacker should do, and those are things that I put on my plate and that I expect for, you know, my teammates to expect from me.
Speaking of embracing things, not just your role, but the challenge of defending an offense as diverse and as talented as this one, all season long, as you guys have continued to put up very impressive numbers, there have been a lot of people on the outside who've wondered about how good this defense is. I've heard guys refer to that over the course of the last few weeks. You guys really know how good you can be and how good you are. How much do you embrace this opportunity?
Just like any other. I mean, obviously, this is a real good team, and obviously a great offense with Matt Ryan, Julio, and, you know, the way they do things with Coleman and Freeman, and, you know, Kyle Shanahan does a great job of putting those guys in great opportunities. But in the same aspect, you know, Matty P does a good job of putting us in good positions to defend those things that obviously other offenses want to do, and you know, it'll be a good matchup, and I'm sure we're looking forward to it.
Dante, you being the captain and the green dot holder, obviously communication in football is very important. You listening to Patricia in your ear and then relaying that to the rest of the defense. How much of practice do you spend just working on that, just the hearing and the communicating between all sides, you know?
I mean, it's just part of practice. I've had a lot of practice with it. I was a signal caller, you know, before I got here, so it's just definitely something that it takes time with it. I mean, you would think it'd be easier, you know, for, you know, Matty P to call in a play and then for you just to say it and then that's it. But, you know, it takes time and practice. I had a lot of that in 13. I feel like that's really what helped me and pushed me in this direction. So it's something that that E-Rob had to get used to, you know, Matty P talking to him in his head while he's getting ready to play. But it's definitely a learning experience. But it's something that I wouldn't want to, you know, go back and do two times.
How are you feeling physically? We saw you with the red jersey in there. How are you injury-wise physically?
I feel like I've been playing football for a year.
That's a good answer.
Can you give us your thoughts on Kyle and Shea, who've come in here to the Patriots? And, you know, they had checkered backgrounds where they didn't make as many big plays as they have. They've made a ton of them, but they've made big plays throughout the year. What have you seen from them? Why do you think they've been able to make those big plays at big times?
From what I know, I've never been, you know, KB's never been my teammate, neither is Shea. So, you know, obviously all I know is, you know, what I've seen since they got here. And they've both been, you know, really good football players, both really smart. I think that the reason we're able to do a lot of things and a lot of movement is because of those guys understand the playbook and we're able to communicate and do things a lot better now as far as we were earlier in the season. So, Just as far as those guys making plays, I mean, they make those plays in practice a lot. So, you know, having those guys, whether it's Shea, you know, jump over and blocking a field goal, or KB making a pick or a check or something, I mean, those are things that, again, that, you know, once those guys are, you know, implemented in the defense, we know we expect them to make it, and, you know, they make them in practice, so we expect them to make it in the games, and they're able to do that.
What's your relationship like with Courtney Upshaw, just given you guys played next to each other, came into the draft at the same time, kind of similarly ranked? It just seems like you guys went through a lot.
That was my ace. That was my roommate, one of the few guys that we actually got real close to being coming in together. Come from Alabama, there was only like three guys from Tennessee that actually went to, like, out of state or whatever. So me and Upshaw got jailed pretty close. We talked the other day or whatever. So, you know, we're still pretty close.
When you go into these games, this is, I think, the third kind of big playoff game you guys have played against each other since you've come into the league. I mean, obviously you care a lot about these games anyway, but is it extra cool when the guys on the other side?
Absolutely, because there's going to be some shit talking after the game, whether it's win or lose. But, you know, definitely it feels good to see a guy that, I mean, we literally grew up together as far as, you know, the full football aspect of it goes. So it'll be fun, it'll be good, you know, hopefully I'm on the right side of it. So, but you know, it's always good to have have another guy on the opposite end just to talk a little smack during the week.
You may not want to use the word scary, but is this the scariest offense you guys have had to prepare for this year?
It's a very, very talented offense. Again, there's not, you know, one thing that you can point out and say, you know, stop Julio Jones, stop Sanu, stop the running game. Because, I mean, Matt Ryan does a good job of distributing the ball who's open, and Kyle Shanahan does a good job of, you know, mixing those calls up and putting those guys in the best situation. And, I mean, they literally do a really good job on offense.
You mentioned playing football for a year. How
frustrating is it when you're rotating out of the game? I mean, you're used to playing every snap, and there have been some where, like this last game, where you were coming out. Is that an adjustment for you, and how have you handled that?
It is, but in a long shot, it's really kind of knowing your role and accepting, you know, what it is. I mean, Bill Medepi and Josh is going to, and Joe Judge is going to do the best job they can as far as putting the right guys out there and calling the right calls. So if rotating, you know, however we're doing it, if that's the cause, if that's the play, then, you know, I'm not here to argue as long as we get that dub at the end.
How much of that is just preservation, you know, with what you're dealing with, or is that more strictly?
That's something for Bill. I just same as you. They tell me I'm down the series or we're rotating or whatever. I'm not here to bitch or argue. I'm just, yes, sir.
You mentioned Malcolm earlier. He's one of several guys that were either undrafted or drafted late in the draft to come in here and really excelled. Eric Rowe, Nate Ebner, Chris Hogan, Edelman, a lot of guys like that. What is it about this place and this program that helps those guys kind of come in and just really find their own and really excel?
You know, I think it's part of the program, and I think it's the way that things are ran here, and you hear a lot of people talk about the Patriot way. I mean, there's not a straight definition of it, but I mean, guys come, I mean, here, you know, that we're going to work every day. You know, whether if it's just coming in for run groups, you know, it's expected to get better. You know, around here, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. And, you know, that's kind of the mantra that's kind of bestowed around here. Also, I mean, a lot of the players that you just said are guys who work hard, who already have that in them. So, I mean, they already have that dog in them. It's just, you know, maybe not the right way that they're doing it. So, and I feel like Bill does a great job of that, of getting guys, getting the right stuff out of guys and saying the right things to get them to work hard. So,
Bill was saying earlier today that you're going to see formations that you haven't seen all year from the Falcons, as much as you guys try to cover everything and as diverse as their offense is. So how do you prepare for that? And understanding what the concept is behind it, when you get in a game and suddenly they flex out or they make an adjustment to the line, and they go to something that's different than you've seen.
I think that's the easiest way about that is to just be a smart football player. And with saying that, I mean, just overall knowing, you know, the philosophy and, you know, what concepts they like to attack. And, again, just kind of being a coach on the field, whenever seeing things on the field again, like maybe they hit a big play and you kind of realize what it is. Maybe they're attacking in cuts and something, or maybe they're doing something. So being able to adjust and get that and being able to relay it with, you know, Logan Ryan's great at that, you know, seeing things and talking to us, you know, throughout the play, be alert for this. And Dev, Chung, I mean, a lot of guys, even in the front with the run game, And, you know, that really helps us as far as adjustments and stuff. So being smart football players definitely help.
Does it help in any way to have an offense yourselves that is almost brilliant at doing that?
Yeah. So, I mean, the I won't go too deep, but our offense does kind of sort of the same thing as they do. And, you know, Josh does a great job as far as putting guys in great spots. I mean, Hogan had a hell of a game the other night. So we see it in practice, and we go against a great quarterback every day and a damn good receiving core as well. So and running backs too. So, I mean, we've got what we have at practice, and I definitely think that helps.
Thank you, Johnson. All right. Thank you.